Blog Talk Radio.
We don't need none of that goddamn shit. That's some other shit I used to be doing, and I don't know how to take it off, so, you know, fuck it. Oh, probably I just looked over on this side and seen tools. I probably could take it off like that, but, you know, I don't really care. We talking about choosing our battles. Choosing your battles. Now, for those of you that take the short bus or took the short bus to school and you had to wear a helmet, picking your battles means it's really like war. Life is like war, and life is a gigantic battle. You know, sometimes you win and you fucking go through sometimes a couple of years of smooth sailing. Then another war comes, unexpected, blah, blah, blah. You ready? But this war is way tougher than the last war. What I'm saying is that's life. I've been doing this shit for a long time. And for the first time, I'm starting to have concerns about continuing. Now, to be honest, it's relatively inexpensive to do what I do. But with the cost of running all my other endeavors, and life, shit, at the end of the month, I'll be having to make shit, you know, make it work. I'm not used to that. I hate that. That means I got to watch what money I spend. That means I can't do this or I can't do that. That means if I want to fill my car up, I only can put $50 in there. I mean, that kind of shit drives me crazy. It just drives me fucking crazy. You know, I'm at the point where I take care of this with what I make doing that. That's like a Peter Pay Paul type situation. But for many years, that shit was cool because, you know, Peter paid Paul and woo, woo, woo. Paid for my weed, did woo, woo, whatever I want to do, blah, blah, blah. You know, so I'm just saying, if you want, not even if you want it, if you believe in the shit I be talking about, support my black ass. I'm in a war. I'm in a war with aging. And I just refuse to buckle under any pressure life can bring me. But on the real, I could use your help. Come on, 716, that's Paul. Can you hear me, man, or what?
Yeah, man, finally, man. What's up?
Nothing. What's up with you?
Shit, man, I had a question and a statement and maybe another question.
Come on.
Shit. The first thing I wanted to say, man, I did a journal. And I think that it'd be good for a lot of people to start journals, man. I'd be helping with arsenals like a motherfucker. I'm going to just leave that there. But
wait, stop. Where did you get up on journals at?
I mean, no, I was just kicking it with this girl and she was like, yeah, I'd be doing a journal. I was like, damn, my uncle
Wait. You full of shit.
Yeah.
Because didn't I tell you that it's good to have journals? It's good to write shit down.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, but because I don't think of it like that.
I know you didn't, because you don't. That's why I be saying you guys be slipping. You only hear the words. You don't hear anything of the fucking mean. You don't think of anything the motherfucker could be saying that he just didn't say. What I'm saying is everything is not going to be put up on the chalkboard for you to see. That's where growing comes in, man. You know, it's good you doing using your journal now. But what if you was doing it from Jump Street like I told you?
I had a journal for class. That's what my
journal was. See how you running from this shit?
Yeah.
You talking about you had a journal for class. I ain't talking about no journal for class. When did you hear me mention class, except when I did say, I didn't I tell you something before?
Hey, you right, though. Shit, I ain't running from it now. You right. Shit.
I'm just saying, bro. You got to understand how powerful this shit is. I've been trying to teach y'all. It don't stop in the class. The shit, is life-changing. Think about this, Paul. What if you was using journals like you starting to use them now all the time? You've been out of Sidewalk University for 2 years.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying, think about it. If you've been using all this shit for 2 years, think of how sharp you would be.
I'd be way sharper because in my mind, I wouldn't be separating shit. Everything would be together and it would just be way more fluid.
I'm just saying, man, y'all don't understand where I'm coming from, man. When you in them streets, you can't sometime use this shit. Your fucking life depend on it. It's like you in war. You can't sometimes be in war. The whole time you in war, you got to be ready to be shot at or killed. Man, who in the fuck would be, you know, half-stepping or some shit like that?
Yeah.
Hey, man, so come on. You had a question and a statement. But you know me.
Yeah.
I'm a professor, nigga. I'm always trying to teach something. Come on.
How long, what's the longest, you ain't got to say no name, what's the longest you ever had a person at SWU, and how do you know when you ready to graduate them?
Hey, let me tell you something, man. Society today has to have shit quickly. Juan Diego, I'm missing his name. He came to SWU 6 times.
Yeah, that's my
because
man.
he was running from the truth every fucking time. But then he actually flew to Las Vegas, and me and him kicked it. I went and picked him up. We, you know, ate dinner and all that shit. And I just went off on him, and I told him, man, your motherfucking ass make me looking bad. Your ass in here 6 times, goddammit, and you a punk and blah blah blah. Now, I don't know why the fuck you want to come eat with me so I can see you a punk in person. Man, I don't know. You know, we had a lot more conversation, but I'm not going to divulge what that was. But that particular time did something to me.
Mm.
He said, look, man, I'm going to pay to come again. I said, man, you ain't got to pay me. He said, no, I'm going to pay to come again. And I want you to be just as hard as you've been being on me. And watch, I'm going to graduate. And I was taking him to his hotel. And we was pulling in his drive. And I said, you know what, motherfucker? That's the first time you ever sound like your nuts was hitting the ground. and he laughed. But that motherfucker graduated. And a month or so later, he hit me and say he just, for the first time in years, had talked up on some goddamn pussy. You know, he was buying pussy and shit. But what I'm saying is, he said the first time in years he had talked up on some pussy. He said his dick was so fucking hard. He was so fucking thrilled that he had talked up on this goddamn pussy. And I say, man, did you think you can't? He said, well, I didn't really think I couldn't, but I know I ain't never did it. He said, he say, man, doing it is real. That's what he got. Because I tell you, man, if you think you fucking do it, you know, and God damn it, you know, deal with the consequences. I ain't gonna think to rob a cop rob a bank or kill a cop or kidnap a kid or do some fucking sex trafficking or some of that whatever crazy shit.
Man, I know that has to be exciting as hell for him, huh?
Hey, let me tell you something, man. That motherfucker still call me, not about that, but because of that. That motherfucker still, he tells me he feel tremendously different. He see life tremendously different.
Mm.
And he admitted that his problem was he kept trying to filter what I was giving him through what he was thinking. Which meant the whole time he was lying to me. And I told him many times during them 6 times, man, you a fucking liar. You ain't even being truthful with yourself. And even just be quiet.
Wow.
Now, what else you got? Come on.
I got some other shit, but hold on. You just brought up some shit. You said you could tell he was lying because he was filtering shit through what he was thinking versus what?
Versus understanding it raw. Hey, Phil, listen, man, you really remind me of Phil King, man. That's one of my partners. He passed. But anyway, Paul, what I'm saying is, you heard me say I drive a Mack truck at night with no lights. My brakes is fucked up. I'm driving fast. And your motherfucker, and you out, and what I'm saying, cross the street when I'm coming if you want to. That's what I'm talking about. I'm saying, taking it raw, you got to understand the Mack truck coming, and you don't want to get ran over. But when you try to filter, you act like, well, maybe the Mack truck is over on Maple Lane and not here. You know, that's filtering shit.
Right. I see. That's what I was doing when I wasn't journaling.
Well, what I'm saying is, bro, this game is everlasting, man. 2 years later, you saying what I said 2 years ago.
Gotcha.
Come on, man. I got another call at 704. Hold on. Go ahead. Come on, man.
Hey. The last you was talking about, you was excited, right? So, How do you function with that excitement with being relaxed? Because, all right, let me give you a scenario. I'm walking down the street. This chick, she looked whatever.
Stop. I already know what you finna tell me, man. The same
hold on,
way.
I don't think you know.
Listen, man, when I'm at a bitch and I see.
Before you get at the bitch, though.
Listen, man. I already think everything before I get at the bitch. I'm already in past that. I'm talking about I'm at the bitch. And I done said two or three or four things. And this bitch has responded real positively. Now, I'm excited as fuck in my mind. Damn, baby, sound like she's going to get with a nigga. I'm like that. Man, she going to make me hell of a I'm thinking that in my mind. But I'm saying, yeah, bitch, you know, you might could fuck with me. You know, I'm being cool as fuck.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is that's how you do it. You got to know what you're doing. Tell me that didn't answer your question.
It sort of did. It sort of did because the thing is, some chicks is like, okay, I got all this nice shit on. I know I put all this nice shit on. And all these motherfuckers been looking at me. But this motherfucker, he looked at me or he didn't look at me, but he ain't giving me the attention like all these other motherfuckers.
So what? Come on, man. What?
So with that excitement, I'm going to still say some shit.
Why is that exciting? Why is that exciting? You guessing the bitch thinking that?
No, that ain't it. What's exciting to me is, just me knowing the game, me having game. But her,
Hey, I'm telling you, man, I started to call you Phil again. Yeah. Dude, I'm telling you, man, you don't see shit. You need it explained to you. I already answered your goddamn question. I already told you with a nigga being sharp like he is, he excited as fuck. But he still got to come off cool, calm, and collected. And you tell me, oh, no, man, but since I know the game, I'm so excited. What the fuck did I just say?
What you ain't understanding
is when you see your shit working, that's what got you all fucked up.
You might be right.
704, I'm coming at you right now. What's up?
What's up, bud? Can you hear me?
Nothing. Hey, wait a minute, 704. 701, I'm going to get you in a minute. Don't go nowhere. What's up, man?
Hey, bud, I just wanted to comment and say this, that knowing yourself, that includes knowing what you want. And once you get where you, once you get what you want, because you're a go-getter, only then can you know how to carry that out.
Wait. Well, I'm kind of following you, but only then that you can know when to carry it out. I don't understand that. What you talking about?
Well, what I'm saying is this. Once you get what you want, don't sabotage it and fuck it up. For example, with my lady, okay, I know what type of woman I want. I want a monogamous relationship. I want her to be pretty. I want her willing to listen. I want her to be willing to invest in me. I want her to give me gifts at times because that's what I like. Now, I got what I want. I got that now. But now I'm starting to see other women get at me, and it can almost be tempting to think about them. But that's why I say I believed in the decision I made to have babies for
you
me.
Bro, you don't believe in the decision you made, because once you said, you know, she didn't, whatever, cute and bring you gifts, blah, blah, blah. Once you said that, you never said anything about what the fuck you would be doing to earn that goddamn shit. That's why when you get it, you just look past it, because you don't deserve it.
Okay.
If you did what it takes to deserve that shit, you would appreciate it and respect it, and you would do, in as far as reciprocating, you would reciprocate. But you don't reciprocate, and you know it. I don't know
okay.
you, bro. Bro, I don't know you. I ain't judging you. I'm only saying what I know from talking to you.
Okay, you said I don't reciprocate the things that you do for me.
Bro, first and foremost, do you know what reciprocate means?
Yes.
What does it mean?
Reciprocate means to give an equal exchange of what was given
exactly.
to you.
You definitely know what it means. So, what I'm saying is, do you reciprocate?
I do reciprocate. And I say I reciprocate because I say things, I follow everything that I say, I follow through with it. Everything that I said, it was because I believed in it. And that's what drove me to make the decisions that I made. I know I'm worthy of everything she do for me because I know myself.
Okay,
stop.
Listen, man, I'm going to have to retract what I said as far as you don't reciprocate. And I'm not saying I believe you do. I'm saying you believe you do, and you showed me that you believed you do by stating what you just stated. So I got to take that shit back, and you got to start looking at shit different. Because, you know, if you have a particular woman that's, you know, whatever worth you being loyal to, then you got to accept everything that comes with being loyal. And just because you want to be loyal don't mean you ain't gonna see no fine bitches. It don't mean you ain't gonna ever see no motherfucking bitches that you know you would love fucking. It means when you see them, you supposed to look past that shit and start thinking about, if that's the case, fucking your goddamn woman. Because that's the motherfucker you have, you know, made yourself true to. Now, if you believe you want to be true, then you got to think like that. Fuck what you thinking right now.
Show you right, bud.
So I answered that for you?
You did, man. I'm glad to kick it with you. Appreciate it.
You know what? Be cool, man. Now, 701, come on.
Hey, bud, I'm just over here at work listening to your dope show, man.
Motherfucking D, what's happening with you, D?
Shit, I'm at work, man, so, you know, hopefully I can bless you, you know, sooner or later. You know how it is, man.
All right, brother. If you at work, you at work. Hey,
you're cool, man.
You still on, man. You see I'm all kicking it with these motherfuckers, man. You got anything you want to ask, D?
Nah, I'm going to ask you later, you know, if I get a little break or something.
All right, man, be cool. Hey, so, Paul.
Yeah.
You here, motherfucker. I don't play, man.
Yo. Hello.
I'm telling everybody the same thing on the same level, but in different ways that applies to only them. So, you know, that's what I do, man. And what I'm saying is you guys, graduates, if any other motherfuckers are listening, you better start thinking, because you guys running away from thinking. Somebody else on, Paul. Hold on, 701. Is that you again, D?
Oh, man, I didn't press nothing. I'm just listening to it, man.
Oh, you just came back up. All right. All right, so let me go on a little further. Like I was saying, sometimes you gotta make choices, and you never surrender your principles, but you might have to adjust how you go about representing them, and you might have to do that in war. So I'm gonna rush this front right here. I'm in a war. I'm a general. I'm going to rush this front right here. And I know, you know, I'm going to have heavy losses. But I know if I succeed, I'm going to, let's say, capture this, whatever. That's a decision this motherfucker got to make. So the police say, I want to kill Joe and Bill and Robert. He don't make those kind of choices. He just tell them, look, this is a really risky situation, but it has to be done. He ain't going out there. He ain't finna go. Everybody know he ain't going. But everybody that is going know how risky it is. So what I'm saying is they accept that motherfucker making that decision. Then they actually succeed. Hell of loss. But they succeed. Now, I'm just saying, was that battle worth fighting or not? You don't have to answer it to me, but you have to answer it to yourself, because you get those kind of battles all the time in life. The only way you can win is to stop all your procrastination. So you can elevate your life above where it is now. I'm serious. I'm saying, if you want to keep, you know, procrastinating because in some kind of way it makes you feel good, have at it. But let me put you up on something. The more you fucking allow yourself to procrastinate and it goes unchecked, the easier it is for you to get caught lying. the easier it is for you to not realize you lying. But as you're speaking to my black ass, I catch you lying. 716. Oh, that's Paul. Paul, what's up, man?
Yeah, man, you was talking about the general, and I got something out of that. But what kind of general lead from behind, man?
Dude, let me tell you something. Every fucking general that has an army leads from behind. They
what about
oversee.
Napoleon?
What?
I say, what about Napoleon?
Every general has been on the field, too,
oh,
even as a general. But as far as the general, he leads the army. So that's the last motherfucker you want to get killed, period.
Yeah.
So what he do, what the general do is oversee the whole war in the war room. And then he send directives out to the lower, whoever, under a general, the whoever, colonels or whoever the fuck, and tell them what to do in this section. And as he's telling them what to do in this section, he's also thinking about doing some shit in this other section, and he's having them done at the same time. And he may have, be doing that three or four sections at the same time. He can't do that if he in any particular section.
Well, that war definitely worth the fight.
What?
I said that war definitely worth the fight.
So I'm just saying, it is worth it when you see it in the overview. That's why, anyway, you're making my point. That's some good shit, motherfuckers, Paul. Right there. 575, what's up with you? Five seven five, what's up?
Hey, what up, bud?
Nothing, what's happening?
Hey, man, can you explain principles? What are they? What are some? What do they do and how do you get them?
But can I do what?
Can you explain principles? What are they? What are some? What do they do and how do you get them?
Hey, okay, check this out. Principles for me don't necessarily translate into principles for you. Principles are things that you adhere to allow you to live your life. And how do you get them? By establishing them through what you do. Otherwise, you might be one of these guys that's quick to argue with somebody. You gonna make a principle that, you know, you're not gonna, you know, be doing that. You know, that's too risky, blah, 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 whatever you make the principle for. Then you adhere to it by always remembering it when you fly off the handle. Oh, man, you catch yourself, man, I don't want to be doing this. And you back up, and you don't feel like no punk. You back up because you ain't trying to act, you know, have no problem. Now, the value in them is it allows you to walk down the street. It's like when, I don't know about you, how old you are, but when we first, as a kid, start hearing about karate, when you learn karate, you were able to walk away from a fight because you know you can fuck this motherfucker up. Now, at first, everybody wanted to learn it because of the way they was explaining it. But we was niggas. So once we learned it, oh, man, we started using it to fuck people up. We started, you know, running on the white boys. You know, we was just doing all kind of shit. Now, the reason I'm saying that is that everything depends on how you use it in your life. Everything. So the principle comes in when you have decided that you won't do this or that in this case. And then you just have to stand up to it when situations occur. Did I answer
okay.
for you? Huh? Did I answer that?
I can keep going if you want. You know, it's cool. I mean, I didn't get much out of it, but, you know, maybe
Wait. What do you mean you didn't get much out of it?
I mean, I don't know. I usually get a lot of game from you, but, like, I'm not like that, but, like, I just don't understand too much.
Bro, what I'm saying is, do you think, let's say we talk about sports, do you think a bowler would have the same principles as a football player? They're both
no.
athletes. They're both athletes, right?
Right.
They both have to stay in shape if that's the case. Some bowlers are fat. Some football players are fat. So they both got to stay in shape, right?
Yes.
And they both, the bowler want to throw a strike, I mean bowl a strike, and the football player want to score a touchdown. So they both have goals that they can repeat during any contest, right?
Yes.
So what I'm saying is, do I need to keep going on to show you how much alike they are?
No.
So what I'm saying, bro, just like we saw how much alike they are, we can list how different they are, too. So my point is you get, as far as you didn't get much out of it, that's because you ain't really critically thought about what you're talking about. You're just talking. If you're really thinking about what you're talking about, various words I say, various phrases I use would make you have questions to go deeper. But you don't. You're just listening. That's on you, bro. That ain't on me. Hey, I'm gone, bro. 201, what's up?
What's good, bro? What's good, man? Quick question I want to ask you. I got younger brothers, right, man? And everybody has their own form of breaking down things, and I like the way you really break down the game. I just really wanted to know, how would you go about approaching game to children who are caught up in technology, man?
Well, check this out, man. First and foremost, the word game is thrown around so much, it can mean anything. But the way I see game, you don't give it to children. You know, they're raised around it. And then after a certain age, they start showing indications. And during those indications, if you're trying to curve it, that's when you start trying to curve it. But if it's about game and they picked it up because of whatever they think, because I don't know if you know this, man, but the average person, pimp nigga, dope dealer, whatever kind of gangster, whatever, they raise their kids to be the opposite. They want their goddamn kids to be in school and all this goddamn shit. Why the fuck you think I'm making this money, you stupid motherfucker? Pull your goddamn pants up. I mean, shit. That's how you talk to your kids when you're in the streets. You don't want them motherfuckers following your footsteps. But now, if they do, you also know that shit is like dope. If it get in them, they're going to be hooked. So you got to guide them. I mean, you can't tell. It's like if you tell a kid you can't have that cookie, and that cookie sitting right up on the counter, well, that motherfucker can climb up there and grab it, and you finna go to sleep. That motherfucker getting that cookie. You know, so you can't tell him or him or her, you can't be doing that shit, blah, blah, blah. You got to guide him because you know about it now. But that shit comes in time, and you have to, like I say, you have to pick your battles. Because you, a dope dealer, don't mean you have to raise your kid knowing all about dope. And if you think about it, on any fucking movie, when it's about a big dope dealer or a big time hustler, they don't want their kids in their shit, that shit. They don't want their family in that shit. That's why they doing it. So their family don't have to be in it.
It reminds me of that scene in the first Godfather where I guess the Don got shot, right? So he got shot, but he was out of commission for a minute. So next thing you know, his son ends up in the game, and he wakes up out the hospital like, what happened to my son? And he's like, he had to go away for a while because he ended up, you know, catching a murder. And he was, you could see the look on his face of how distraught he was because he ain't want him to be a part of it because that was his youngest son. I see where you're getting at.
But wait. But it's not I'm getting at that. That's the real game. That's how it is. Do you think some motherfuckers, you know, are killers and then they kids follow in their footsteps because they like what dad doing? Whatever. I mean, that's possible, but that's rare as fuck. Any elite, any motherfucker that's doing some illegal shit, he do not want his family doing it. I'm talking about if they just doing some serious jewel thefts, you know, where they ain't really risking their lives that much. They're on the high end. No, the family ain't doing it. I'll do it long as I can, but the family ain't doing it. Now, they going to live off the luxuries of what I'm doing. You know, the house, the school, and all that damn shit. But about them asking me questions, trying to get in it, boy, stay away from that. And then he going to have to come home one day and say, Dad, this is what I just knocked off. I'm going to say, what? And then he going to tell me how he did it. Then I'm going to tell him what he did wrong, even though you got away. And that's how it go, man. If it's in them, it's in them. But you don't put it in them.
Damn. That's life, man. That shit is tough. You know what I'm saying?
I kick real shit. And the reason I kick it is because I lived it. And my fucking daughter right now is a perfect example. She ain't no perfect fucking, young adult, but she ain't in the jail, ain't had no kids, ain't on no goddamn drugs, ain't talking about being slick. And, you know, I'm saying, got two jobs. I'm saying shit. You know, that's the kind of shit I put in her. All right? Fuck that other bullshit. Even though I still fuck with it myself. You know, hey, you gotta live this shit in order to understand it, man.
Yeah.
I'm real, you know. Hey, I answered you, right?
Yeah, that was good, man. I appreciate you, bud, for that real talk. Can I ask you one more thing before we get off this thing, man?
Come on.
What's like one principle that's like stuck with you, like for your entire journey, man? Just that one principle that you would just it exudes through you and who you are. You know what I'm saying? Like
being dependable.
Okay. Now we talking.
Hey, ain't nowhere in the world you can have something going on and you my partner and need some motherfucking help and I ain't gonna be there. I don't give a fuck. Money, physical labor, whatever the fuck, I'm being there. You can depend on my motherfucking ass because I'm on the real. I ain't saying it out my mouth if I ain't doing it. And I ain't going to tell it to you if I don't already do it myself.
That's true. It reminds me of when you talked about integrity. I got you.
Hey, that's what it's all about, integrity. Hey, man, we could talk forever, man, but I gotta get up over here. Hey, you guys. See, this is why I like callers. Because we talk about what I'm talking about, but we have so many different points of views coming in. And, you know, I get to address them all. Now, females are who mostly, that's mostly who all of you want on your line. And that's not a bad thing. But what I'm saying is this, you got to understand some shit. You want females on your line, but your line has to be able to catch male and females. Males for whatever business ventures you want to, you know, go in and you want to get the, you know, the right position or percentage or whatever. Females so you can catch them. But the really funny thing is you use the same approach for both. I'll tell you how it's done when you come into Sidewalk University. But you have to learn what conversation is. It's a tool, and you got to be able to use it. What good is a fucking hammer if you don't know how to hit a nail flush? Shit. So, you know, you want females on your line and or but you see you ain't caught none. So what I'm saying, you can keep procrastinating if you want to. You could take the advice of them pickup artists or any of these other motherfuckers who are trying to tell you how to get pussy, because that's all they're trying to tell you how to do. I mean, if you take comfort in seeing yourself or imagining yourself to be able to do what these fools is talking about, okay, I ain't mad at you. 740, I see you. What's up?
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, how do I join SWU?
Go to PayPal. PayPal.com. Listen, go to PayPal.com. Click on send money. And then you send the money, the payment for SWU, which is $650. It's not $1,500 anymore. It's $650. And I supply the course. You're paying to register. Send that to askrosebud@gmail.com. And you in, bro.
All right. When does it start, you know?
April. I already got a semester going right now. It ends at the end of March. And the new one starts at the beginning of April.
All right. I got you.
All right, bro. Be cool. Be cool. All right. So you guys, you really got to understand this. You want to enroll at SWU, and you'll see just how far winning goes. I'm telling you, it's on you if you think getting pussy is winning. A dude like me knows. Getting pussy is only one of the many perks of having an amazing ability to display a confident disposition in any part of life I endeavor. I don't live for pussy. Although I love fucking. I don't live for pussy because I know living for pussy, as them fucking PUAs do, is having such a short sight. Them PUAs, after they get through fucking $1 million bitch, they leave because they didn't got their nut. When you start anything, you got to finish it like champions do, to the letter. If I fuck $1 million bitch, I'm getting me some money. I'm dealing with real confidence. Dealing with real confidence gives you alternatives far beyond what getting a nut or even a whole bunch of money can provide. You know, like I said, you can be happy just getting pussy if you want to. I ain't mad at you. The average motherfucker, that's what they happy with, getting some goddamn pussy. I'm happy to have pussy chase me wherever the fuck I go. I never go anywhere thinking about some goddamn pussy. In my mind, deeply, everywhere I go, I'm thinking about some pussy. But as far as consciously, I'm finna go try to find me a bitch so I can fuck. I don't do that shit. Because I know everywhere I go, I attract pussy. I only need to choose which one I want. Now, don't get me wrong. Sometimes I miss pussy. Pussy walked right by me, and I didn't see it. Sometimes. So you guys got to accept, you can't choose what aspect of life affects you. You can't pick only the easy things to come your way. Whatever lifestyle you choose to live, you got to be accepting all that comes with that lifestyle. I was at the doctor's office. I think it was yesterday. And I saw this fine-ass nurse. Or I thought she was a nurse. So I walked up to her and said, is it true that nurses are like helpers at heart? She smiled at a nigga and said, helpers? What do you mean by that? I smiled at her and said, helpers, you know, the kind of women that help men that are fortunate enough to get to watch you pass them. You help us have a pleasant rest of our day. Man, I got a giant smile. And she said, why, thank you. And you have a nice day. I know I will. Now, just moral of the story. If I wanted to, I could have followed up that motherfucker move I made on her. But I couldn't have made that move if I would have taken the time to think of what to say to her. I move spontaneously because it's really in me. It ain't on me. I accept that I must be ready at all times. Like, you never know where your next action is coming from. You know, you need to be the kind of dude who has thought of or imagined, damn this shit. You do that so you can be that spontaneous nigga. You know, when shit happens, you didn't expect to happen. This is the only motherfucking way you can be sure you're going to do the right thing. Because you're not planning to do the right thing. You spontaneously do the right thing. Now, oh shit. 740, what's going on?
Oh, no, you forgot to hang up.
Oh, okay. 716. Oh, that's Paul. Well, Paul. No, that was 908. Paul, hold on, man. Uh-huh. Hold on, 908. All right. 908, what's up?
How you doing? This is Aaron.
What's up, Aaron?
I'm chilling. I'm good. I just have a question about your school. So the times kind of conflict with my work because I'm a mailman. But I know you said it's like a Zoom meeting. So I could listen in if that's acceptable or not. Or you have to.
Sometimes you got to talk.
Yeah,
so, I mean, if you're in a situation.
I said I could talk too, but being on the screen, I can't really.
We don't do the screen thing, man. All you gotta do is be able to hear in and comment when I call on you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm with that. Yeah, I'm going to need that, man.
Well,
so
sign up.
PayPal,
PayPal. Right. Go to PayPal. Select send money. And then you put my email in it, askrosebud@gmail.com. Send the money, $650. It's not $1,500 no more. Send the money and you in. And on April, the first Monday in April, that's when the first day of the semester begins.
All right. Thank you, man. My name is Aaron again, by the way. Don't forget me.
I ain't going to forget you hit me.
All right. Thank you. Have a good one.
You know what? Okay. Oh, goddamn it! That was Paul I just cut off. Paul, what's up?
Hey, what's up? I got another statement and another question. There was a dude on here, and he was asking you about principles, and I just wanted to say something to him right quick. I don't know if he can hear me, but when I was coming a few years ago before I got SWU, I ain't had shit, and way before that. And my principals was like, man, nigga, take $20 from me. I'm going to see him. Fuck the $20. It's about the principal. I'll go upside of his head. If the nigga call the police, I'm going to run to him. I ain't going to be there by the time they get there. But now I got a headquarters, got a little more possessions and shit like that. And the nigga took $20, a motherfucker stole some shit. Even though it's about the principal, it's a little different because I got some shit to protect. A motherfucker could take my freedom over fucking $20. That don't make no fucking sense. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right about that. But see, your principles have changed. You don't have that same principle no more as far as a motherfucker ain't gonna take shit from you. You got principles to the extent if they take something from you, it has to be valuable enough for you to do anything about it. Because all that other shit, you can get that shit again. It ain't nothing. You know, if you fucking make a move on me for $20, you a $20 nigga. So what the fuck do I need to fuck with you? You know, that's how I look at that, man. You know, and I'll be gone. If it took $20 to see who you are, so be it. That's me, man. So, you guys. When I be talking to you and I be saying you got to be ready for shit, it's because I'm the kind of dude who done thought of all kinds of shit. I'm talking about imagining, you know, from shit I heard, from shit I seen, some TV shit I seen. It's just, I just imagine all kind of goddamn shit going on with me. And when I imagine it, I act it all the way out. What I would say in this case, blah, blah, blah. You know, now, 9 out of 10 times when that exact thing happens that I didn't thought about, I'm not going to say the exact words that I was thinking about when I was thinking about it. But I'm going to be able to have something to say because I thought about it. That's why I know I'm going to do the right thing. Having that confidence and having a set of nuts. Now you got to remember, I said nuts with an S, plural. Most of you motherfuckers allow any bitch to take one of your goddamn nuts and put it in her motherfucking purse. She gets to carry it around in her purse, and she only allows you to have it back when you get ready to fuck her. You need to realize you can't learn this shit unless you qualify to learn it. You can't ask stuff about this shit and expect to get the right answers. When you finish at SWU, it's going to really be in you, too. You'll be able to get new information, and automatically you're going to be able to use it quickly. The sooner you realize everybody is not qualified, the better it'll be for all of you motherfuckers out there. Magic Johnson could show me explain everything he knows about a no-look pass. And I would never be able to do it correctly because I ain't no goddamn basketball player. You motherfuckers look up how to do it and you swear you know all about it. It's the same with this goddamn Abadabra I'm explaining to you. This information that I'm sharing is so fucking important for you to know. Not for you to hear. For you to know. Once you hear it, you got to study it if it's really about what you're talking about. 740, do you have another question? I see your hand up.
Yeah, I just send the money.
Okay, man, I got you, bro, but, you know, don't do me like that, man. I got you, though. After the show, I'll contact you.
All right.
Now, let me tell you something. I did not think that brother was going to send the money. Because I hear that bullshit so much. But you see, I went through it with him. And I'm glad I did. He sent it already. This is what I'm talking about, man. Bullshit walks. Fuck it. What I'm saying, when he finished Sidewalk University, he's going to be a different brother. He's going to be able to use the shit he's hearing when I make these videos. See, the information that we have is just important. It's so important. It's going to behoove you to listen to all my goddamn videos. Life is full of adjustments. Adjustments to be made. 7101.
Hey, bud.
Hello? Yo.
No, I was waiting for you to answer your phone, man.
Go ahead.
I just want to touch on what you said earlier. I think I know what it meant, but I'm not going to answer. I'm going to let you answer. You said you motherfuckers let a woman like have her dick in your purse type shit. Can you elaborate on that?
What did you say? I said you motherfuckers what?
A woman having your dick in her purse.
No, one of your nuts. She had one of your nuts in her purse.
There you go. Can you elaborate that a little bit more?
What I'm saying, bro, you need both your nuts to be a real man. Otherwise, if you just like a man sometimes, that means one of your nuts in the bitch purse. You understand that now?
Yeah, Lobby, can I tell you what I think it was?
Go ahead.
I think it was like a woman, she controlling you. That's the best, like motherfucker. When she needs you, you there for her. She said, go to the store, get this for me. You there, you do that shit.
That is it, too. That's one definition. Okay. It's many definitions of a motherfucker having your nuts, one of your nuts in her purse. Motherfucker, go buy some Kotexes for a bit. You know, one of his goddamn nuts in her purse, too. Let me get my other calls, though, man. Hey, 270, what's up?
What's going on, bud?
Nothing. What's happening?
Not much, man. Just kicking back. I just wanted to speak on something, man. I've been watching your show for a little while, and I've been dealing with this, and I wanted to speak on this and get your thoughts. I'm noticing that a lot of niggas my age, I'm 26, I'm noticing that a lot of niggas my age put so much emphasis on the bitch and what the bitch thinks and not so much how they feel about themselves. And that's one of the things that I learned from you is when you a man and you carry yourself as a man, you don't give a fuck what nobody think about you because you understand that you're not for everybody and everybody not for you. But you care so much about what this bitch thinks to the point where you compromise your own manhood for this bitch that's emotional. And at any given point, she can switch up on you. So how
well,
can
what's
you
your question?
Put yourself in the mirror? No, I'm just like, do you see that same connect where a lot of men are putting more emphasis or more value on what she thinks rather than how they feel about themselves?
Yeah, but they ain't real men. They just adults.
Exactly.
they're adult males, you know, you're right. Motherfucker ain't caring what somebody think, you know, when you're a real man. We good? Are you still there, 270? All right, I guess not. Paul, I just seen your hand come up. What the fuck, man?
Yeah, I was wondering, you said I remind you of running your friend's name, Phil. Who is Phil?
That nigga was a nigga a few years older than me, and he was driving a caddy before me and shit. And I always thought that nigga was a fly nigga, but he wasn't. He was just one of them niggas that worked at night, and, you know, he looked fly. So when I'm asleep, he at work. And then, you know, he come home and go to sleep, and he got time to be up during the day to look like he ain't doing shit but driving his car. Me and him got cool, though, man, and he died, though, man. I forgot. I don't know how, but he died.
Oh, wow.
That's it?
Yeah, man, I'm about to hit you on your email. I want that action course you got.
Come on, do it. See, life is really full of adjustments. You know, if you make these adjustments at the right time, some things will suddenly be clearer than they were. But all things will not be clear. What the fuck would you do? Well, I'm not going to answer that. I'm going to say this. What's still cloudy to me is what the fuck will it take for all of you guys listening, especially those of you with significant others, to get on board with SWU. It's going to help you. I'm not finna try to tell you how to be a pimp, but I'm certainly going to give you some of the clues that pimps use, because if you think about it, we got to know women. We got to. Black, white, Chinese, Filipino, whatever, we got to know them. That's because of what we know about women. They all got pussies and they all got titties. Fuck what race she is. That's what a pimp thing. My course is real. Now take this for instance. I got a goddamn Facebook friend who cheated on his woman. And, you know, he asked me if he should he confess. Now, first off, I'm sure you're wondering what the fuck this got to do with confidence. So listen and learn. I told the motherfucker he need to buy my course and learn how to realize who you are. Of course, that made him ask me a bunch of questions. And I asked him, do you want your woman to think of you as a liar? Motherfucker said no. Then I asked him, do you feel like you learned something from this? And he said, man, he'd never cheat on this fucking woman again. And I told him my course would give you the confidence to not tell his woman shit. Now, he bought it. And he was one of my first 10 students. And he's been constantly in contact with me to thank me for giving him not confidence, but common sense. Common sense enough to realize he was scared to make a decision. My course helped him see he was thinking of way too much shit. Shit that didn't matter to his relationship. What mattered to his relationship was that he needed to make a decision on whether or not his relationship was important enough for him not to tell his woman. And he said nothing was important to him except keeping his woman. which he would not have done. He wouldn't have been able to do it if he would have confessed the truth. You know, my point, he got the message he should have gotten. My shit works for all men of all walks of life. But more importantly, in a situation like that, you got to think of that woman. She's dedicated X amount of years to you, trusts you implicitly, and in a moment of indiscretion, you cheated on her, and you're going to tell her because you would feel better by telling her the truth. You're the one that cheated, so you're the one that should feel bad. If you tell her, you're going to fuck her life up. It's going to, her whole life is going to come crashing down around her. And what I'm saying is, all you got to do is not cheat again and keep that shit to yourself. No harm is done. And you can have your woman. Now, you can think of it any kind of way you want to make what I'm saying wrong. You know, I'm going to blast off after this video. And, you know, shit is going to be real. You're going to be able to vouch for the value in SWU only if you attend. You know, you're going to be extremely lucky to take that leap of faith, and trust me. You know, you done made your doubting me into a door, and you can't even open that motherfucker so you can get through it. Just watch. Bring all your goddamn questions, just like these guys been doing. There's going to be no question asked that is not important enough for me to answer. Why? Because all the questions are real when you guys call in. You have real life scenarios. No ifs, no how-tos. You just tell me what the fuck is the problem and we kick it. Those questions, you know, are important to you, just as the answers. You could thank me later, but right now, we got a lot of business to take care of. Sign up for Sidewalk University. Register $650, way down from $1,500. And you got to understand, the course comes with that. You only pay for the registration. Now, you can only grow to the level of recognition and appreciation from your peers if you do what they did to respect. Today, doing what they do for most of you guys is hiding behind your goddamn computer and never facing your peers. Then there's those of you who have adapted old school ways, old school principles to today's ways, which is perfectly acceptable. It's what you're supposed to do when you rise into the top of, you know, this avatar. You headed for prominence and recognition. You're supposed to adapt or adopt old school principles, but now. So you can continue to think you cannot win today with the ways of yesterday if you want to. But there are some real ones out there among you that know better. And I make a lot of blanket statements concerning motherfuckers in the game today. Let me make it clear. I know there are some real ones out there. I know it. They put their all into doing this shit right. And when I make a statement and use the words, all of you, I don't mean actually each and every one of you that's in the streets. I'm speaking to all the goddamn suckers involved in the particular subject I'm speaking on at the time. You got to learn, whenever you have any goal, something is always going to get in front of you to dissuade you from accomplishing it. This is especially true when something is going to be empowering to you. But this is what makes it so important to follow through with your pursuit and not being a procrastinator, because in the end, it's going to make you powerful in your beliefs. I see shit quickly. And in every adverse situation that I've been involved in, I diffused it with some kind of quip about this abadabra. Motherfucker arguing with a man, pimpin' ain't going to allow me to argue with another motherfucker in this game. Gang recognize gang, and I see you down. Look like you have a bunch of gang. Let's have a drink and discuss this shit like gentlemen. Man, I say some shit like that, and the real motherfucker, all he gonna do is, he got pride. We all have pride. And he ain't gonna belittle his motherfucking self in that situation and say, fuck that, no, I wanna kill you. Nah, he gonna wanna have a drink. I hear so much fakery today, and I see so much misrepresentation of this abadabra, it just sickens me. And sometimes I go too far. No matter what qualifications I think I have, I can't make a blanket statement about every nigga in this motherfucker abadabra today. Now, every once in a while, one of you get offended and check me. And I owe all of you who are real an apology. And I'm offering now. And I hope it suffices for you all, because whoever I insulted with a remark or a crack on your qualifications, because I said all of y'all, my apology to you. I apologize if what I said insulted you in any way. Salute to you all. All is those who are truly down for their crown. Now, this year is flying by, and if God sees fit to allow me to see it, at the end of the motherfucking year, not only am I going to see a new year, for me, but I'm going to get to see another brand new year. 2023 going to be my breakout year. And from now on, I'm going to rest on my laurels and live out the rest of my life in luxury. The kind of luxury you get from hard work and dedication, from, you know, commitment, committing to something other than your whims. You know, we together in this fucking adventure to regain our man position in the world. I mean, we should be on top. Not the only one on top. Women can be up there too. But we should be on top, not at the bottom. Our place isn't to support someone else's philosophy in hopes to push you forward. You got to follow your heart and really do all you can do to prosper. I just happen to be a man that I didn't have many women who totally fucked up their first time around. They didn't know me and didn't realize what they would miss if they weren't with me. And once they find out, they beg a motherfucker for a second chance. And many times I give it to them. Never did they give me less than the first time. I often got two or three times more the effort. But there were several times I got like 20 or 30 times the first effort in return. And it was in return for allowing them a second chance. Which is why I say, and I will say, choose your battles wisely, even when it's between lesser evils. I'm out.